Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 11 for Week 13 of the Rotary Year, September 24th, 2018. Hello, Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on my podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want it to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. Club 27's Rotary Youth Exchange Committee has been hard at work over the summer and right on through the year. Ably led by Chair Lynette Rasmussen and Vice Chair Josh Braby, the RYE committee welcomed our inbound Rotary Youth Exchange student, Pina Mirasu, this past August. Pina will be attending several of our meetings this year, so please be sure and introduce yourself to this wonderful young lady and Rotary ambassador from the island of Sardinia, off of the Italian coast. The committee will soon be busy selecting candidates for our outbound youth exchange program. If you know of a high school student who might be interested in a Rotary exchange experience, have them reach out to any member of the RYE committee. One other aspect to the committee's work that has a direct impact on our community is sponsorship of an Interact Club at Hoover High School here in Des Moines. If you're not familiar with the Interact program, it's interesting to know that Interact is Rotary International Service Club for young people ages 12 to 18. Interact clubs are sponsored by individual Rotary clubs like ours, which provide support and guidance, but they are self-governing and self-supporting. Rotary International approved the first Interact club at the Melbourne High School in Melbourne, Florida on November 5, 1962. The name Interact came from combining the words international and action. Interact was Rotary's approach to a program that enabled the youth to serve both in their communities and internationally. Club membership varies greatly. Clubs can be a single gender or mixed, large or small. They can draw from the student body of a single school or from two or more schools in the same community. Each year, Interact clubs complete at least two community service projects, one of which furthers international understanding and goodwill. Through these efforts, Interactors develop a network of friendships with local and overseas clubs and learn the importance of things such as developing leadership skills and personal integrity, demonstrating helpfulness and respect for others, understanding the value of individual responsibility and hard work, and advancing international understanding and goodwill. As one of the most significant and fastest-growing programs of Rotary service, with more than 20,000 clubs in more than 159 countries and geographical areas, Interact has become a worldwide phenomenon. Almost 468,000 young people are involved in Interact. Another Rotary-sponsored program aimed at young people is Rotaract. Rotaract originally began as a Rotary International Youth Program in 1968 at the Charlotte North Rotary Club in Charlotte, North Carolina, and has grown into a major Rotary-sponsored organization of over 9,522 clubs spread around the world and impacting over 291,000 Rotaractors. It is a service, leadership, professional, and community service organization for young women and men between the ages of 18 and 30. Rotaract focuses on the development of young adults as leaders in their communities and workplaces. Clubs around the world also take part in international service projects in global effort to bring peace and international understanding to the world. Rotaract stands for Rotary in Action. Although the name originally comes from a combination of Rotary and Interact, in other words, International and Action, which is the high school level program I previously mentioned. Most Rotaract activities take place at the club level. Rotaract clubs hold formal meetings, usually every 2 weeks, which feature speakers, special outings, social activities, discussions, or visits to other clubs. Club members get together on designated days for service work projects, social events, or other professional leadership and development workshops. Our club doesn't sponsor a Rotaract club as of yet, but it is considering how such an association might work to the benefit of the community, the institution, and Rotary overall. If you have an interest in such an undertaking, reach out to any RYE committee member. Don't forget to take a look at Rotary Magazine and the District 6000 newsletter that began hitting mailboxes last week. Always some good information and thought starters in these publications. And if you're a photographer, you might be interested in submitting one of your photos to the Rotary International Photo Contest. There's submission information noted in the Rotarian magazine. Our keynote speaker this Thursday will be Reynolds Kramer with Fairway Foods. Think about inviting someone you know who might like to attend with you. There are no committee meetings scheduled, so why not come a few minutes early and join in some fellowship time with your fellow Rotarians? That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.